This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. While reading Numbers 22 through 24, we'll encounter the prophet Balaam, who had a divided heart. You'll find additional information in chapter 31. Check your concordance for other references where he is mentioned. Deuteronomy 23, Joshua 13, 2 Peter 2, Jude verse 11, and Revelation 2:14. After collecting information about him, correlate it into an outline. I found this hard because of the convoluted way in which Balaam operated. I finally decided to give us the title, True Prophecies, False Prophet. Point 1, the prophecies. Point 2, the prophet. And point 3, his tragic legacy. Balak asked Balaam to curse Israel, promising him a significant reward. When Balaam inquired of God, he was forbidden to curse them, but rather pronounce a blessing upon the Israelites. In his second oracle, he included this, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? That's a good verse to summarize God's activity in the book of Numbers. In his third oracle, he again identifies Israel as a lion that devours his enemies and adds a picture of abundant fruitfulness. In his fourth oracle, he says, a star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. This likely inspired the trip of the wise men from the east to find the Christ child, born to be a king, described in Matthew 2. We need to ask the question, could it be that one who made such precise, accurate prophecies nevertheless was a false prophet? We'll consider this in our next visit.